Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. COVID-19 cases are surging nationwide, and in Delaware, the pandemic has returned to a level not seen since the spring and early summer. Hospitalizations in the first state are at their highest since June, and the rolling average of new cases per day is up around 80% over 2 weeks ago. A recent study by state public health officials and the CDC concluded that Delaware's early efforts to control the pandemic were effective at bending the curve. And Governor John Carney said this week the state is considering bringing back restrictions on things like public and private gatherings as the holiday season approaches to keep cases down. Delaware Public Media's Sophia Schmidt talks with Delaware State University Professor Donna Patterson, an expert on global health and epidemics, about where the first state is right now in its fight against the virus.
A recent CDC study found that Delaware's stay-at-home order, mask mandate, and contact tracing were effective at somewhat curtailing the outbreak in Delaware. You've also written in support of Delaware's early response, particularly the testing and the regional coordination. What about those efforts made them effective?
There were a number of reasons that these measures were effective. John Carney, who is the governor of Delaware, for instance, was very proactive in moving very quickly in responding to the pandemic. Responding in terms of mask mandate and responding in terms of, you know, thinking about which businesses were essential and which businesses were not essential, but also in the businesses that were open, what were the guidelines? You know, so his first decisions were not as, you know, the most strict. They become very strict at one point, particularly, you know, kind of going into March and April and May. And then you see them loosening as we're getting, particularly around Memorial Day, they loosen a lot in terms of traffic, which also allows traffic, you know, to the beaches and that sort of thing. But there was this balance, if you will, between the public health response and the economic response. And I also knew, as someone, you know, who writes about history of medicine, public health, teaches global health, that I clearly get the public health piece. And I think it's very important, you know, to keep these numbers as controllable as we can, both in the state of Delaware, but throughout the country. But at the same time, the economic piece is very important. You can't have the whole economy collapse. And I definitely get that. And so there was this balance, because when he, you know, was even making some of these moves to reopen the beaches, you know, our numbers, you know, were not as flat as they could have been at that time. And so you have to really make sure that people are really adhering to what's happening, you know, so you won't have this explosion of cases in the state. And we did see the numbers go up in Delaware. You know, we've seen these different spurts through different periods since the pandemic came to our state in March. But, you know, comparatively, Delaware's fared better than most states. And definitely in terms of early response, our numbers were quite good. The testing was fantastic for what was available at the time. Of course, you know, there could have been more testing, but compared to most states in the country, we were ahead of the curve. And that was one of the ways that I think Delaware was really able to respond.
Daily new cases have risen again after they let up a bit this summer. Hospitalizations and the percent of people testing positive, too. Where are we now in Delaware? Is this a second wave or a resurgence?
Yes, it appears that we're in a second wave throughout the country right now. Both the United States and much of Europe is now in its second wave. And that's been happening probably about a month or so. I'd say we've been moving into the second wave. Now, in terms of projections, the numbers are definitely going to go up in terms of the daily cases. And as I've mentioned briefly, we're already looking at over 100,000 daily cases in the United States every day. Projections are that those numbers are going to go up very quickly, and I wholeheartedly agree that they're going to go up to 200,000 probably in the next 3 to 4 weeks. As we get into December and January, we're going to see even more cases. And not only that, right now the projections in terms of those dying by the end of January right now, and this is going on data that's even, I'd say, a few weeks old now, the projections are 400,000 Americans would have died by COVID by the end of January 2020, which is not that far away. We're looking at about 3 months or so from where we are now. And so that's, it's just, it's extraordinary.
So what is your assessment of Delaware's current response to the virus? Is it as strong as it was this spring?
Delaware is still responding. I have seen Governor Carney, you know, make recent statements about the pandemic. And, you know, I know one of the things he's done is loosen the restrictions at the beaches. And some of that, I think, too, has to just do with the timing. You know, it's starting to get cooler. You're not going to have the same numbers at the beaches, for instance. And so you don't have to worry about issues such as social distancing as much. I have been somewhat concerned, I'd say, in the past 2 months, looking at the positivity rates in Delaware. They fluctuated quite broadly, but they've been averaging, in a lot of cases, over 5%, and in some cases, 8 to 10%. We're seeing a lot of variants, and the state is now reporting the testing, the positivity rates in a different way. But those positivity rates have been concerning at times. Are people getting tested in the same ways? Testing is widely available. Delaware is still doing great and making testing accessible to anyone who wants to test. You know, you can get tested at Walgreens, and there are these various pop-up sites and, you know, grocery store parking lots and other businesses, and also at schools and, you know, Camden, Delaware, Middletown, Delaware, and just, you know, all over the state beyond, you know, kind of these regular testing sites, if you will. And so it's very accessible to the community. And so I don't know if people are just not taking the initiative to get testing, or, you know, does the state need to think about how it's sending out reminders about testing, you know, kind of public service announcements? Where are these public service announcements going? Are they going, are they reaching the people that they need to reach?
As you mentioned, at the current rate, experts are predicting a deadly winter across the country. What can be done to prevent this?
Well, definitely widespread mask usage, proper mask usage, social distancing, and really thinking about congregating. Because what we've seen in recent weeks, particularly I say in the last 8-9 weeks, is that a lot of infections are actually being transmitted. They're being spread through small gatherings, family gatherings, maybe someone's birthday, maybe a wedding, these sorts of things. So it's happening more in these kind of familiar spaces. Because I think kind of early on, people thought of it as kind of, you know, it's outside and it's strangers. But we always knew that it wasn't just strangers, quote, strangers who could transmit the disease, but those close to you could potentially transmit the disease. And I think that's something to really think about. You know, think about, you know, if you're going to have that Thanksgiving meal or that Christmas gathering, what is that going to look like? Should that gathering look the same way that it looked regularly? You know, should it be outside potentially versus inside? You know, if there's someone who's immunocompromised or elderly in your family, you know, should a lot of family from other parts of the state or the country necessarily maybe be congregating with them for long periods of time, and not to, you know, kind of be a party pooper, if you will, on people's holiday traditions. But we've seen a lot of cases where, you know, kind of, I think people let their guard down with their family. They just have to remember that we're in a pandemic, and it can be very inconvenient, but it is our reality at the moment.
Donna Patterson, Chair of the Department of History, Political Science, and Philosophy at Delaware State University. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thanks to our Sophia Schmidt for that interview. Next on The Green, with good news this week on a possible COVID-19 vaccine, Delaware Public Media's Roman Battaglia examines the role horseshoe crabs traditionally play in vaccine development and how that may be changing as their population becomes more threatened. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.